Lesson 31. John Blake and his friend, Mary Green, were trying to find out more about a pendant. The pendant had been stolen from a museum. They went to the house of Miss Haverill. Her brother had once owned the pendant. While they were talking to her, a bookseller called Mr. Egg came to the house. He called Miss Haverill rude names. He said, "Shut up, you old parrot," but was very friendly to John. Miss Haverill told John that she knew Scarface, the man from the museum. Egg got very angry. He reminded her who he was. "I am Mr. Egg, my dear." He was Miss Haverill's landlord. That is, he owned the house, and Miss Haverill paid him rent. Rent is a certain sum of money for living in someone's house. She paid him rent. Or rather, as Mr. Egg put it, she owed him rent. She ought to have paid, but she had no money.
Good evening, Mr. White.
Oh, Mrs. Randor, what can I do for you?
Oh, Mrs. Randor,
what a lovely parrot you've got.
What a lovely parrot, what a lovely parrot.
What a good talker it is.
Yes. What can I do for you, Mrs. Randor?
What can I do, Mrs. Randor? What can I do, Mrs. Randor?
Isn't it a lovely little birdie? You owe me rent, Mr. White. Last month you didn't pay.
I know, Mrs. Randor.
You owe me rent and you must pay it at once.
I'm very sorry, Mrs. Randor, but I can't pay at the moment.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Randor.
I can't wait, Mr. White. Either you pay me the sum you owe me or...
Shut up, you old parrot! We'll pay at Christmas.
Oh!
Mr. Egg said Miss Haverill owed him rent. Suddenly, Mary asked, "Miss Haverill, who is the man with the scar? What is his name?" But she didn't get an answer.
Nobody phoned me.
Phoned you, Mr. Egg? I didn't say phoned you. I said told you.
Did someone phone you, Mr. Egg?
Phone me?
Who told you I was here? Who told you?
The man with the scar told you, didn't he?
The man with the scar?
He phoned me last night. He phoned you, too.
Nobody phoned me last night.
Then he phoned you this morning.
I don't know a man with a scar.
I know a man with a scar.
You do?
He has a scar down his face from here to here. He's Fawcett's nephew.
Who is he?
I told you. He's Fawcett's nephew.
But what is his name?
His name?
Shut up, you old parrot.
You called me a parrot.
Because you talk too much. Shut up. If you don't shut up, you'll be sorry. You remember who I am, don't you?
Who are you?
I'm Mr. Egg, my dear.
He's my landlord.
Your landlord?
He owns the house. I pay him rent.
You owe me rent.
Very well, I owe you rent.
You owe me a lot of rent, oh dear.
Miss Haverill, who is the man with a scar? What is his name?
I talk too much.
I'll tell you.
Will you?
I'll tell you tonight. 7 o'clock at my shop.
Mary asked, "Who is the man with the scar?" Mr. Egg promised to tell them at his shop that evening. When John and Mary left Miss Haverill's house, they met the detective again. He knew that John and Mr. Egg were in Miss Haverill's house at the same time. "That's a coincidence, isn't it?" he said.
"Rachel, you were absent yesterday."
"Yes, I was, miss."
"Julius, you were absent too."
"Yes, I was, miss."
"You were both ill, I suppose."
"Of course we were."
"Of course you were. On the same day, by chance. What a coincidence."
"Don't you believe in coincidences, miss?"
"No, I don't believe in coincidences at all."
"What do you believe in, miss?"
"I believe my eyes, my dears. But I could hardly believe my eyes when I saw you both at the cinema yesterday."
"Well, seeing is believing, as the saying goes. But now I really don't know what to believe. Was it a coincidence that John and Mr. Egg were at Miss Haverer's house at the same time or not? Perhaps it was.
Don't you believe it?
John!
Hmm?
There's the detective again.
Oh, dear.
So you went to Miss Haverall after all?
Yes, we went to Miss Haverall.
Was Mr. Egg there too?
You know Mr. Egg was there.
That's a coincidence, isn't it?
Yes, it's a coincidence.
Do you believe in coincidences?
Of course I believe in coincidences.
I don't. I never believe in coincidences. I believe in arithmetic.
Arithmetic?
2 and 2 make 4. That's arithmetic. Now, just take my advice. Go home. Good morning to you.
That man thinks I'm the thief. He thinks I stole the pendant. He followed us.
You're not the thief. Let's go to Egg's bookshop.
But Egg's gone to Miss Haverall.
Of course Egg's gone to Miss Haverall.
Then why go to Egg's bookshop now?
Because Egg isn't there. Come on.
In the street, John and Mary met the detective again. He knew Mr. Egg had been in Miss Haverall's house too. But he didn't believe it was a coincidence. He said, I believe in arithmetic. 2 and 2 make 4. He told John and Mary to go home. Now, just take my advice. Go home, he said.
Oh, the detective always gives advice. He has a lot of good advice.
Yes, and he particularly likes this piece of advice, go home. But John and Mary never take this piece of advice. They never go home when they are told.
A piece of advice? Well...
Put your money on Isabella.
Isabella? Are you mad? She's the worst horse I've ever seen.
Never mind. Take my advice.
Well, win Isabella.
Next race. 2-mile stakes.
Isabella, come on. Isabella, come on now. Come on. Woo! Came in first. Hey, chap. That was the most marvellous piece of advice I've ever had. And what shall I do now?
Give us a little money.
Can't you give me any better advice?
Drink a pint of milk a day.
Have a Coke. Delicious Coca-Cola refreshes you best.
Smoke Corvina, the world's best cigarette.
Beer is best. Try it. You'll like it.
I love such sound advice. Turn the radio off or I'll break it to pieces.
Well, John and Mary met the detective in the street. He just gave them some good advice. Go home, he said. Of course, John and Mary didn't take this advice. Instead of going home, they went to Mr. Egg's bookshop.
Where is everybody? This is Egg's bookshop, isn't it?
Egg's gone to Miss Haverall.
His assistant hasn't gone to Miss Haverall. Where is his assistant?
Perhaps he's behind that door.
Which door?
The door under that picture. What is behind it?
I don't know.
John and Mary couldn't find Mr. Egg's assistant. Mary said, perhaps he's behind that door. The door under that picture. Well, Kathy, there'll be more of the story later, but now exercise your English, will you?
Exercise my English, have I?
And listeners, you exercise your English too, will you? So now, exercise... Exercise 1. Let's go to Egg's bookshop.
Why go to Egg's bookshop now?
Let's phone information.
Why phone information now?
Let's pay the rent.
Why pay the rent now?
Let's talk to the landlord.
Why talk to the landlord now?
Exercise 2.
He should come at 7.
Tell him to come at 7.
She shouldn't go home.
Tell her not to go home.
They should phone information.
Tell them to phone information.
She shouldn't believe everything.
Tell her not to believe everything.
They shouldn't believe in coincidences.
Tell them not to believe in coincidences.
Exercise 3.
They said they'd phoned you.
Nobody phoned me.
They said they'd spoken about me.
Nobody spoke about you.
They said they'd paid the rent.
Nobody paid the rent.
They said he'd gone to the bookshop.
Nobody went to the bookshop.
And now, here's our story once again. John, Mary and Mr. Egg were in Miss Haverall's house.
Nobody phoned me.
Phoned you, Mr. Egg? I didn't say phoned you. I said told you.
Did someone phone you, Mr. Egg?
Phone me?
Who told you I was here? Who told you?
The man with the scar told you, didn't he?
The man with the scar?
He phoned me last night. He phoned you, too.
Nobody phoned me last night.
Then he phoned you this morning.
I don't know a man with a scar.
I know a man with a scar.
You do?
He has a scar down his face from here to here. He's Fawcett's nephew.
Who is he?
I told you. He's Fawcett's nephew.
But what is his name?
His name?
Shut up, you old parrot.
You called me a parrot.
Because you talk too much. Shut up. If you don't shut up, you'll be sorry. You remember who I am, don't you?
Who are you?
I'm Mr. Egg, my dear.
He's my landlord.
Your landlord?
He owns the house. I pay him rent.
You owe me rent.
Very well, I owe you rent.
You owe me a lot of rent, oh dear.
Miss Haverill, who is the man with a scar? What is his name?
I talk too much.
I'll tell you.
Will you?
I'll tell you tonight, 7 o'clock, at my shop.
John,
There's
the detective again.
Oh, dear.
So you went to Miss Haverall after all?
Yes, we went to Miss Haverall.
Was Mr. Egg there, too?
You know Mr. Egg was there.
That's a coincidence, isn't it?
Yes, it's a coincidence.
Do you believe in coincidences?
Of course I believe in coincidences.
I don't. I never believe in coincidences. I believe in arithmetic.
Arithmetic?
2 and 2 make 4. That's arithmetic. Now, just take my advice. Go home. Good morning to you.
That man thinks I'm the thief. He thinks I stole the pendant. He followed us.
You're not the thief.
Let's go to Egg's bookshop.
But Egg's gone to Miss Haverhill.
Of course Egg's gone to Miss Haverhill.
Then why go to Egg's bookshop now?
Because Egg isn't there. Come on.
But where is everybody? This is Egg's bookshop, isn't it?
Egg's gone to Miss Haverhill.
His assistant hasn't gone to Miss Haverhill. Where is his assistant?
Perhaps he's behind that door.
Which door?
The door under that picture. What is behind it?
I don't know.
Look.
What do you want?